From Miami Beach, Florida, the Magic City, welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. I'm so pleased to be with you today. It's a great honor to have you here with me. I want to help you to make more money. I want to help you to build your business, to have true success, to find your true purpose, to have better health, to feel more at peace. I want to help us to see the positive in the world news, and I want to help to explore our universe, and that's what we do on this network, Believe. It's an honor to be with you. This is our first show. It's sort of a preview of our new studio, and this is just, we don't even have our set up right now. So if you're listening to us on iTunes at believeitunes.com and you've subscribed there, welcome. Or if you're catching us on YouTube at youtube.com/believeloves you, I'm pleased to talk to you. And of course, our website's believe.love. And I've had the honor of being on some really amazing shows on iTunes and different podcasts and shows. And we've had some great guests in our archives. So go check those out for free, because here on Believe, we help you to succeed. That is my goal. That is my mission. That is why I'm here. And we're building a set. We're building a network. I had a great interview with somebody who's worked at HBO and the Discovery Network, big cable networks today, and we're hiring reporters, and I'm really excited about the progress. It's been a little slower than I'd like, but honestly, I'm very grateful. And I want to jump right into it today because I want to help you to make more money. I want to help you to build your business. And in the category of money and business on this episode, I want to talk to you about how gratitude can help you to make more money. And when we think about gratitude, a lot of times we think about being thankful. Maybe your mother, your father, they talk to you about, you know, there are children in Africa starving and you should be grateful that you have that food because they don't have anything, right? And we might attune them out until maybe we go to Africa. I've been to Egypt, which is the northern part of Africa, and we see the children with no food, and we think, man, my parents were onto something. Egypt was the roughest place I've been to. And of course, I've heard India can be even tougher. People have been to India, but Egypt was very tough. And I want to talk to you specifically about how gratitude can help you to make more money and build your business. And when we think about gratitude, it's sort of something that can seem like a chore to be thankful. Like it's like something, you know, we could do during a yoga class or a meditation, and then we think, well, I'm going to tune that out. I feel really great, but then I go and deal with the world, and there's people doing crazy things, and people are late. They're trying to keep my money. All kinds of wackiness could be going on, or maybe we feel calm, but you know, we just sort of are trying to stay away from problems. We're trying to keep to ourselves, right? And we forget how powerful gratitude is. And I'm talking about actively having gratitude. And so for me, the last couple episodes of this show have been really tough, meaning like I shot them while I was tired on the couch at a new apartment. And here I'm just at a, if you see this on YouTube, you know, it's sort of a simple backdrop. We're building a full set. I mean, a full set with lighting and a great setup, a great sort of desk and monitors, and we're gonna have some great reporters and in-person guests. We're gonna make this into a real network, and I'm really excited. We actually have a space now. It's a beautiful space, and so it's in South Beach in a nice office building, and we're going to create a positive news network here. We're going to help so many people, including you listening to this. So I'm really proud that you're here. I'm proud of you, however you found us. And of course, you just help us by spreading the links. But in terms of gratitude and how it can actually help you make more money. So I can tell you that I've felt terrible at times. I felt like crap. A lot. I've maybe made myself feel that way. Usually that's what we're doing. Oftentimes it's not that people are making us feel that way. We're making ourselves feel that way based on our reaction to what people are doing or how we feel or a lot of times it's coming from within us, and I'm no different. So gratitude can really make a difference if you think about how you act when you're thankful or when you're not thankful. So somebody could say, it doesn't make any sense. Gratitude's not going to help me make more money. But let me present something to you. When we're not thankful, and if you're an A-type personality, you're somebody who's a go-getter at all, or maybe even if you're not, but if you're a go-getter and you have strong energy and you're not thankful and you're letting things, you know, things are affecting you, it can affect your attitude with everybody and everything. And you can literally have a path of destruction. And I know this from firsthand experience. Because when my energy is good, when I am thankful, every single interaction I have is better. Every interaction I have with any future business partners, any employees, any people that may be customers, every single thing can be affected by literally how much gratitude I have. So when you're going into a meeting, when you're negotiating a contract, when you are hiring somebody potentially, when you're trying to find the good in things as opposed to noticing the bad. I mean, I'm thinking about situations literally right now, and I'm thinking, you know what, that does bother me a little, that it's not perfect, that maybe it's not going as quickly as I want to, you know, somebody's helping us at the space, but it's not going as well as I want, or it's not as exact, or there's details being missed, or maybe I'm disappointed in myself, and all this is adding up, and man, you know, it seems like it comes crashing down. And then let me paint a picture for you. What about if you're thankful for all the good things, and you can just center yourself and really find, hey, you know what? I'm healthy, first of all. There are bombs going off. We're going to talk about that later in the show, all over the world. But there definitely are things in the news, right, we can talk about right now. And I'm healthy. I've got some money in the bank personally. I've got still some great people and great people with our company. All the good things, a great family. I believe in myself. I believe that I'm going to succeed, and I want you to believe in yourself. If there's one thing I could really pass on to you right now, believe in your ability to be thankful. Believe in your ability to accomplish things. Believe in your ability when you're alone and when you feel your worst, that there's somebody out there who cares. Just email me, believe@believe.love. The email is believe@believe.love. And I want to help to change your life. I want to personally hear from you, wherever you are. I want to hear from you. I want to help you. I want to motivate you. I want to let you know that I'm just a normal guy. I'm just a guy trying to make a difference. And I want to connect with you on that level. You know, it's not about me preaching. It's really about how you feel. What are you thankful for? What are the good things in your life? Can you list them out? I just listed some in mine, and I want to be even more thankful. And I find when we have gratitude, when something happens unexpectedly, like it just happened right now, actually, you're not going to see this on camera, you're not going to hear, but actually somebody who's really great, they just got in the camera shot. They didn't know, right? And they came through the window, like their face was in the window, and it's okay. Honestly, like, I forgive them. To be honest, I didn't tell them that they were going to be in the shot here in the camera, if you're watching this on YouTube. And when we have more gratitude, when these things happen unexpectedly, it just reminds me, it's like, yeah, in the past, I might have got even more frustrated that even though it was probably my fault for not letting somebody know there's going to be a camera shot here. Don't go in the window. Like, so when these unexpected things happen that we would have got mad about, and we have gratitude and we're thankful, it can take us out of our disappointment, and it can affect every part of our life, every part of every interaction. And it can just slightly improve in improve your life in places where you would have gotten mad before. And how that can directly make more money is, again, you could hire somebody you needed to hire that would do a good job for you, who maybe doesn't match your personality type or everything you think that you need personality-wise, but they're great at doing the job. So I think when we're in that place of gratitude and harmony, which can be easier said than done, I would know firsthand about that. But when we're in that place of harmony, we could hire that person and we could make it work, where before we would have been looking more at the negatives or all the bad things that could happen, or thinking about things we're not thankful for and that we're upset about, and we could have blown that opportunity. And the same goes for contracts, getting things done, believing in ourselves to allow us to have efficiency and actually accomplish tasks, right? So gratitude can mean everything. And I want to talk about right now how to, if you're feeling terrible, how to get in that state of gratitude. And what I find myself is actually sometimes we can get addicted to feeling bad, and we can feel like it's strange to be thankful, like really it's weakness or it's something that is going to take us out of reality. Like suddenly we're going to be taken advantage of if we do have gratitude, or we feel good all the time, or we feel thankful for people even if we think they're doing things that aren't what we would do. But what I would say is it can be so powerful, even if you're not perfect at it, that it can just change things over time in the smallest ways. And that's literally why I'm sitting here, because even though I've had things happen in business recently, which some would consider a failure, we had a yoga studio, nobody came. The funny thing is we've stopped giving classes to the public, right? It's only been a few weeks. A lot of tangible businesses take years to get clientele in. We're switching to all online content, all media. We're going to build an online community called awake.love. And we're also going to come out with something called Success Formula Pro. And it's going to be really exciting. And then we're going to have our network here at Believe. And it's going to be a real network. So we're going to utilize all our space here. And in the future, I would suspect that people are going to really want to take yoga classes here, because I think we're going to be really, really successful. But I tried to create a yoga studio just for good vibes, not to make money, because really yoga studios don't make a lot of money. They barely make any money at all. And it didn't go how I planned. And so we just have to adapt. But I can tell you that just the small improvements I've made have allowed me to continue to shift and adapt quicker, to think positive, even though I felt really bad about things not working out. The time that I felt bad was less. It was less. So maybe I would have let it take a week or two before, but now it was, you know, maybe a couple days, or I had some fear come up. And I worked through it, and then I figured out what we needed to do, and I shifted gears, and I'll just keep hiring more people we need to hire and just stay positive and try to be thankful for what I do have, and try to think that that's okay to be thankful for what I do have, that things don't need to be perfect. It's not about being perfect. Clearly, if you've been on this planet for any amount of time, it's definitely not about things being perfect. We would all agree on that, because we can't control it. We can't control it. We can experience it. We can influence it the best way we can, but we definitely can't control it. And so a lot of times forgiveness and gratitude are the only way out. And so gratitude can help you make money in so many ways. And I'd love you to tell us how gratitude has helped you make money. And the second thing I'd love you to tell us is either in the comments on YouTube at youtube.com/believeloveyou, or on our website, believe.love, or by email, believe@believe.love. The other thing I'd like to know from you is, how do you get in that place of gratitude when you feel horrible? And we all have stories like this, where we felt really terrible, and we managed to bounce back and to feel thankful and to regain our composure and to get on the right track again. And if I can help you do that, that makes my life worth living. That makes me, every time I forgive somebody or forgive myself for overreacting or forgive somebody for doing something I didn't know, and even feeling the feelings like, hey, what are you doing in the window? And I didn't tell them, so maybe it's actually my fault, right? But whatever, you know, to just get over that and just to relax and to be thankful for the health I have right by the ocean in Miami. It's nighttime here right now, so it's actually raining, but it's a beautiful location. There's so much I have access to. There's so much, and there's so much you do too. Wherever you are listening or watching this right now, you do have access to things. You can make things happen. You can make changes. You just have to identify the steps that you need to take, and you need to take those steps. And the way you're going to do that is by finding out any of those things that have been limiting you and loving those things and literally energetically noticing those things and just focus your attention on them. We're going to get more into that in the next segment. But I really think gratitude can help you make more money, and I'd love any stories at all on how it may have helped you as well. In our next segment, I want to talk about health and wellness, and it really relates to our previous segment when we talked about gratitude. And in terms of health and wellness, I want to talk about an introduction to Reiki and healing via energy. And really, it's love. What is love? Love can be a lot of things. In my opinion, when we think about love logically in terms of humanity, love is understanding. But we've heard the term Reiki. We've heard about energy healing. Some people have. Some people think it's nonsense. Some people have no idea. You know, we're living in a sea of energy. This is not just, you're not looking around and there's just air. And in fact, how many waves do we know about right now? There's cell phone waves that did, you know, we think about it. Cell phone waves existed before the cell phone. And so did radio waves before the radio. And those are just the ones we know about. Everything is with the frequencies. If we look at the work of Dr. Royal Rife with the Rife machine, and he went to USC, and, you know, people question his work now, but there could be reasons for that. The pharmaceutical companies may have not wanted his work to get out, and they may have shut it down in a way. Dr. Hulda Clark, who is a woman, Hulda Clark, same thing, found frequencies to heal, and everything is frequency. Sound can levitate things, and scientists have done that now with sound. And everything is really vibration. Things that look still are vibrating. The still wall is vibrating. And so we're living in a sea of energy, whether we know it or not. Whatever we can see is very limited. And a lot of people now say this is an illusion, and really, I think that they're right. I actually watched The Matrix for the first time in years. And I found that I really related to it now way more than I did 15 years ago when I was 20, The Matrix. And it's really amazing how Neo sees things sometimes, and he sees it in a sort of a electrical grid format or sort of an energetic format. And I can tell you that that's begun to happen with me, but not visibly. But I can now look at people and see where things are blocked. And I can't really see it with my eyes, but I can look and I can see with a feeling. And I can see it in myself. I can feel it in myself. But if I were to look, if you ever want to do this, look at yourself in the mirror, look into your eyes. Just scan yourself and see what you feel when you look at things. Where put yourself in the place of that person and feel what you might feel, you know, as you look at things. Because actually, as physics states, everything in space and time is connected. And we can actually tangibly work with that as humans. People don't realize that, but it's very true. So Reiki relates to gratitude in the previous segment because it allows you, Reiki is just one word for it. And there's Reiki from Japan, and then there's actually Reiki Tummo, T-U-M-M-O, from Indonesia. And then there is, it's really related to Qigong, which is Q-I-G-O-N-G, and probably Kabbalah, probably ancient Christian mysticism as well. And when we hear about Jesus laying the hands on, and we see this practice in some churches. And so it's not just Reiki, it's just a word that people relate to when they think about energy healing. If you look at the Qigong hospitals in China that were shut down in the year 2000 or 2001 by the government, there were reports, and there were 20 Western doctors, I believe, working at this hospital where they treated 200,000 people. And there were reports that they shrunk tumors. There's video of it. There were reports of many miraculous things through Qigong, which is really another form of Reiki or love. It's really love. It's the frequency of love and harmony. And from the purest source you can imagine, really. And there's ways to get in touch with that when we feel that source and we allow ourselves to feel it and just move wherever we might move. And if you do that for an hour, you move wherever you may move when not thinking about anything, but allowing it with that intention from the purest source that you could come from, of love. Really the source of everything. Whatever that might feel like or look like, but you don't really have to think about it. You don't even have to see it. And then you just move. You move without thinking. You will do some amazing things if you do that for an hour straight. And there's something called stillness movement Qigong from Michael Lomax, who brought it to the United States from a whole lineage in China, a specific type of Qigong. But if you add this all together, and you really just, if you want to get really simple, you just feel that love coming down sort of from above to your heart. So all of that universal love coming down into your heart. And then you make an intention, just one intention. Like, I want to heal everybody watching this and have a chain reaction of it healing everybody who could possibly ever hear this or even be associated with this broadcast, right? And I just let that feeling go out, and without any effort, let it come to my heart and just do nothing and maybe turn your palms up. And you can let those frequencies just go through you. There's nothing you actually have to do. And there are ways, there are intentions that you can intend it maybe to go to somebody's spine and throughout their body. Or you can feel where the harmony can move through them. You can actually see, not necessarily maybe with your eyes, but you can feel where the energy can flow better through us. Like right now, I'd say my feet, I can relax my feet and let it flow. And when I do, I can feel more in harmony. And you get a feeling for the sea of energy around you and how to work with it and how to let those frequencies come through you and just relax and allow it to happen. And what I would say, as you start out, the most interesting thing is just think about nothing and let the love flow through you for 10 minutes. And when you do this, before you do it, write your signature on a piece of paper. And then after you, just relax. You actually have to let it happen. That is one requirement. And people a lot of times can't get through that step. But you have nothing to lose. You've done a lot of things for 10 minutes that might be kind of funny, right? I know I have done a lot of random things for 10 minutes. So make it 7 minutes, make it 5, but let it flow honestly through you. Make your intention. Think about something good, maybe. Bring it to your heart. Think about all the love in the universe or more beyond the universe from the purest source that you possibly could, and let it go down to your heart and let it flow and just smile and enjoy. And you can start to feel where it's harmonizing. You can become aware without trying, without thinking. You can start to feel where it goes, but you don't have to control it. Let it go. That's the trick. Let it go. And then when you're done and you really have let it go and you're not thinking, if you have a thought, it's okay, but you just go back to letting it flow and enjoy the love flowing through you. And write your name on a piece of paper next to the name you wrote before you did it, after you let it flow through you for 5 minutes. Just really feel that warmth and surrender to it. Surrender to it. Really feel that warmth and surrender to it. Then write your name next to it. And make sure you've given yourself an honest effort. You've really surrendered and you allow yourself to feel that warmth, the warmest you've ever felt. And then put your hand over the name you wrote before and just over the new one. And just do it again and just feel the difference. You're going to be able to feel a difference. And let us know how that worked for you. Because you can heal a lot of people. You can heal yourself. You can heal people remotely. And most of all, it's just the beginning of what's possible. Just the beginning of what's possible for you. And it directly relates to being successful, healing. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't done that enough. So even talking about this reminds me to do it so much more. Because I haven't done this enough. And just actually letting the love flow through you heals you. And I'm going to tell you what might happen. You may be either resisting doing this, or you might resist it after you've done it. And I know I have. I'm thinking about it right now. The truth is, I could do this every day, and there's really no reason I don't. I think in my mind, one reason that I don't is because I think I need to retain some edge or some reality, like sort of be realistic, because either I've felt bad or the world is a certain way, so I shouldn't live in love because it's some kind of weakness or... It's very strange, I have to say, because it feels so good and it's available to you all the time. So the question is, why wouldn't you feel like this all the time? And I think there's a lot of interesting answers to that. I think that there are reasons we resist. We might need to learn more lessons. We might doubt it. We might doubt ourselves. We might doubt others. We might doubt why we're here. So all of that's okay, actually. It's okay that I haven't done it as much as I should. It doesn't make it not true. So that's one thing to keep in mind. It doesn't make it not true. And it's okay in whatever capacity you start to become open to these things. So I think that can really help you. And in world news on this episode of Believe, I want to talk about Syria and World War III, and if that's going to happen. And it's a really hot topic currently at the time of this recording. And what I would say is that I'm a person who is really an independent politically in terms of world news. And I want to find something out. I want to know, because I interviewed somebody today who is very successful, a leader, somebody who's done interviews for major television networks and things like that, and actually has a really open mind and is not just a sort of a obsessed with one point of view, which is difficult to find. And this is the most important thing facing our world. Wouldn't you believe that it is? Wouldn't you agree that it is? And I don't think people realize the full story. But here's what I want to know. Can we find somebody who wants all parties involved in any of these potential conflicts to find peace and resolution so that all of them can be happy? And if that's not the case, why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? And that's going to, you know, that's going to affect some people mentally. They're going to get angry. People are going to get ticked off. They're going to be like, this guy's crazy. He's talking about everybody fixing their problems and coming together. And yeah, well, I don't really think it's that crazy. I think people need to talk about this more. And in fact, if you're not talking about it, what are you afraid of? Why are you afraid of people finding a solution that will help everybody? And have you been brainwashed? And I know a lot of times I've felt like I brainwashed myself. I had prejudices and things that came up. And I will say I voted for Obama and Trump. And I'm proud of both votes. But in both cases, and especially now, you know, I just know there's so much more going on behind the scenes. And I wonder what that is. And there's a great movie coming out by Dr. Stephen Greer, or who he worked on it, and he had major Hollywood producers involved, and it's called Unacknowledged. And his last documentary was Serious Disclosure, which was the number one documentary on Netflix. And they found really an alien body. And we did an episode on that. I think thousands of people watched it. But, you know, the Stanford geneticist said he can't say it's not human, but it's a 6-inch, 7-year-old being. And again, when's the last time we've seen a 6-inch, 7-year-old that was not a fetus? I mean, it's a 7-year-old being. It can't be a fetus, right? So his next documentary, and this is a guy who's briefed the CIA director on extraterrestrials, and he's been in the paper with military people having sightings, and he's worked with the Ministry of Defense in France and has documents thanking him when they've done things with contacting ETs, and this he calls it CE5, and we'd love to have him on the show, Dr. Greer. And he's going to be at Contact in the Desert in May, which is contactinthedesert.com. I highly recommend it. But Unacknowledged is about the special access programs. And we did a show previously on Donald Rumsfeld saying that there are trillions of dollars that are just off the books. We don't know where it went. Trillions of dollars. So Apple is worth $1 trillion, the entire company. And we lost trillions with an S that's unaccounted for in the Pentagon. Well, where did that go? Well, people know where it went. And people have come forward with where it may have gone and where it's gone. And Dr. Greer has done very specific work on finding out where some of this money has gone. And really, it's gone probably to developing technologies and space and to the military-industrial complex and developing things for space and probably other technologies. And that's just a fact that there are black budget programs that we are funding and we have no idea who is controlling them or what is going on with them. And we can't demonize those people. In fact, I want to send love to those people right now because they think that they're doing a good thing. And maybe in some capacity they are, because what is good or bad, it's really what we decide it is. It's really subjective and it can change. But the bottom line is that there's so much more going on that I voted for the current president, and I know for a fact that he's not in charge. Not in charge, and neither was Obama. He was not in charge either. And so I still support both, even though, because I think both think they're doing the right thing by whatever beliefs they have. And I think in this case with Syria, I know that we bombed a place, and I don't believe there was anybody at this airbase. I still think that it looks very violent, but I don't think there was anybody in the airbase, but it still doesn't make me happy because it does go against some of the things that a lot of people voted for the president that maybe wasn't going to be involved in some of these things. And it shows me that how strong the military is, and that he might be working for them. And it is the biggest industry in the world. And I would just love to send love to the people that are really in charge of this whole thing, that they would just do the right thing, and understand that these conflicts are nonsense in a way. And that once we really come together and release the technologies that I know exist, and we get involved with finding positive forces in space and other dimensions and things that have contacted people here, including myself, and when we forgive ourselves, I need to forgive myself and everybody else, everything else, including the people that have enslaved us or lied or however we got into this bodies and this life, our parents, whatever forces are telling us to do these things, whatever our enemies are, whoever they are, we think they are, and we forgive all of it and send it love, then we really can be free. That's real freedom at that point. And I think there are certain forces that don't want us to be that free. And that's okay. We can forgive them too and send love to them as well. And eventually, as we do that over multiple lifetimes, things will change and these technologies will be released and we will achieve everything we're supposed to achieve. But I think it's so strong that even a guy who is, you know, people say whatever they want about the current president, you know, President Trump. But the bottom line is he didn't get a lot of money from these people. And still you have to wonder who is really in control. Who's really in control? And let's send love to them. And let's find the one person that wants it to work out with everybody. And I'm talking about with the people that are angry at Trump, the people that are happy with Trump, the Syrians, the Russians, all the rebels. Why is it that nobody anywhere is saying publicly that we want everybody to be happy and we want to find solutions for everybody? Why is that? Nobody is talking about that anywhere. And I think that's probably the biggest thing to take away from this, that everything is about the conflict and I think some hypocrisy. And I've been a hypocrite, definitely. But, you know, in this case, we got to kind of just call it what it is. There's a lot of hypocrisy in the world. There's a lot of things being hidden, hidden agendas. And it's okay. That's what humanity's up to right now. We all are human, including me. But let's get it out in the open and let's find the one person, and maybe I can be that person and you can help me if you're watching this, but that we want everything to work out. We want it all to work out because we're all on the same team. And then if we have these other forces that were evil to us before, you know, we want it to work out for them if they're off planet or something like that. And we're being fed fear or whatever could be happening, right? There could be a lot happening. I can tell you that much, that I'm 100% sure there are some degree of agenda to do with things that are not seen, beings or energies or something like that. There's definitely additional forces at play, and that's okay too. And ultimately, they can be harmonized in terms of understood and freed as well towards a pure intelligence, a pure source, of love, which is what everything wants. And I think we have to keep that in mind. So I just want to know, is there somebody in the government that's saying, or somebody in the Syrian government or in the Russian government that's saying, I want everything to work out for all parties involved, including ISIS? I mean, who are these people? Do we have to hate them, or did we fund them? I think we're funding them in some places, right? And so do we really need to hate them, or are we only hating them because we need somebody to fight so we can keep spending $1 trillion a year instead of fixing our cities and curing things and things like that? And it's unsustainable. It will stop. It will stop. It's just a matter of when. I mean, it will stop. And some people say that any planet with a monetary system is a slave planet. Some people say that. But I have to say, I live by money. We're going to try to generate money for this company. We're going to try to sell people things that they can gain value from. And we have to. We have to. Because that's what we live by right now, right? And so we're going to try to move forward. I mean, if I really had my choice, I would create movies along the lines of peace and sort of the potential that we can have as we free ourselves from the military-industrial complex and actually embrace them, not free ourselves, but love them and help to heal any strong energy that's made them think, take us in the wrong direction in some cases. Maybe not the people that are the soldiers, but above, you know, whoever's pulling the strings. Who runs the NSA? Who does the NSA report to? They don't report to anybody. They don't report to Congress. And I don't think they report to the president. So, I mean, what's going on here, right? So the military is the biggest force in the world right now. So we have to, I think, love it, but it can be tough. And I think it's okay to see the whole picture. And if we become more aware of possibilities, just us being aware will start to harmonize those forces. So I think that, honestly that President Trump does not want World War III. I think he could be trying to outmaneuver people that said he was a Russian agent, and he's got so many people around him that want this war, and they want to, you know, all of a sudden they're saying it's great, we're attacking Syria, both Republicans and Democrats, and I think he knows that's not the right thing, and he's trying to maneuver his way out. But you know what? I had to say, you know what? I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could have got bamboozled again. I mean, but this was the best chance we had. And if we did get bamboozled, because I happen to think, you know, Obama said a lot of things, he didn't do almost any of them, and Bush was the same way, right? And if we did get bamboozled, that's okay. I mean, we have to forgive. We have to forgive and send love. But the most important thing that you could vote for anybody on is their possibility to be honest and do what they say they're going to do. It's the most important thing out of any candidate. We elect people now that we accept are going to lie to us. So we have to keep that in mind. It's part of the process where we understand that in the primaries, they're going to lie. And in the general election, in the presidential election, they're going to switch positions. And we're okay with that. Everybody gets behind them. And it's bizarre. I think we have to be more honest, and we have to do what we say we're going to do. And we have to reward people who do that on a massive level, on a massive level. So I want to try to do that more and more too, and I think it comes from being confident within ourselves and thanking people who are reliable. So as soon as I'm done with this episode, I'm going to do that now. So let me know your thoughts on Syria and President Trump and World War III, and if you think that we can find peace and harmony with all sides involved, including this ISIS and these people we call terrorists, and Wouldn't it be strange if we just decided to love people we thought were criminals and forgive them? And the hardest thing I ever had to do, my brother died and there was negligence, and they settled this lawsuit when I was very young, right? My parents did. And I went to this doctor when I was 24, who really, in my mind, you could have said he killed my brother in a way. It was a curable disease. And some people would have thought, man, would you want to fight that person? You know, it'd feel natural if you would. This was something that affected my whole life with anger. And I went to him for some lotion, and I knew he was going to be at this office. And I think he saw my last name, and he knew who I was. And I had to look at him, and I even asked him to shut the door, because I had to take off my shirt or something for some lotion. You know, at that point, it's like, man, if somebody killed your brother, in a way, somebody might think of all these thoughts of things that they would do, right? Revenge, right? And, you know, I acted normal, and I basically let it go, and I didn't even mention anything. And I forgave him in a way. I mean, I forgive him now. So I think and it's tough. It's tough for me sometimes to forgive things much simpler than that. But I think that we can do it. I think we can do it. And I think forgiveness is the key. And I've been taught that by the law of one and other things. The law of one, you can Google it. So let me know. Email us at believe@believe.love. Join our discussion. BelieveiTunes.com. Subscribe to our podcast. And BelieveAndroid.com for Android users. Go to believe.love. Comment there. And man, let's see. YouTube.com/believeLovesYou. And I look forward to hearing from you. Oh yeah, email us, believe@believe.love. But we're going to build this network and continue just kind of fighting, you know, really fighting for ourselves, right? I want to make it so you feel absolutely amazing, and more and more and more. We're going to bring in other personalities. We're going to change things up, more topics, better show production, better quality. And I really think that you're going to love supporting us, buying our products, buying our courses. I want to teach you things that universities never taught you. By the way, do they ever teach you a class on how to make money? They don't teach you that class. I want to teach you things that are more valuable than what any university might teach you. And you can look at some of our previous episodes, especially towards the beginning, where I really talk about a lot of business-related items at believe.love and on YouTube. So join us again. Again, my name is Nicholas Upchurch. It's an honor to speak with you. I really look forward to the future, and I look forward to your future. And let me know how your life is changing. I can't wait to help you more. Have a great day or night, wherever you are.